So I've been playing Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom this week, and I'm not enjoying it.
Oh, they're coming. Bat down the hatches! The anime profile pictures are coming!
Dive! Dive! Dive!
Are you listening?
Game of the Week.
Check the mic and make sure it sound right, boys.
This week's Game of the Week is Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and I know that this game has been taking over the world. It's literally been blowing up. In fact, I read somewhere that this game was the highest rated game of all time on Open Critic. But I'm gonna confess to you guys, I mean, I have been really struggling with this game. And it's probably worth noting that I've never played Breath of the Wild, but you know, I am familiar with, like, the Zelda series. In fact, I played Ocarina, Majora's, Wind Waker, Twilight Princess, and I even played the most recent A Link Between Worlds. And what makes this weird is, like, everywhere I look, people are like, this is the game of the century! Tears of the Kingdom is incredible, man! And those same people have openly been like, yeah, you don't need to play Breath of the Wild to play Tears of the Kingdom. Come on board. But, God, this game just does not resonate with me. And yes, Tears of the Kingdom is definitely an impressive feat. Like, the fact that a game of this size is running on the Nintendo Switch is definitely incredible. But for me, like, when I look at this game, it feels just dated. And I don't know if it's because, like, the anime style just doesn't work for me or what it is. But, like, when I look at the game, it just feels jarring at times. And honestly, I've been spending the past couple days, like, playing it and trying to, like, diagnose what the issue is here, but, like, it has to be the fact that I don't watch anime. Like, if I watched anime, maybe I would, like, love and adore this game, but, like, it's just when I look at the game, I'm like, this looks rough. But it's also been kind of funny, like, seeing all the praise around this game when, like, literally just last month, we were tearing apart Redfall because it was, like, 30 frames per second. Yet Tears of the Kingdom is literally getting, like, Game of the Year accolades and perfect scores, and that game is running at nearly the same quality as Redfall. And don't run to the comments like and be like, I can't believe you compared them, because I understand. Look, that's apples and oranges. Because having played both games, I will tell you, Tears of the Kingdom is definitely more flushed out, and it feels like a better game than Redfall. But when it comes to, like, the look of this game, I just kind of, like, sighed. Because in my opinion, this game looks exactly like Breath of the Wild, which released 7 years ago. But moving on to a positive, art style aside, Tears of the Kingdom is a very massive game. Like, to the point, it's easy to put the art style aside and just, like, explore the game because there's so much to do here. In fact, everywhere I turn, there's, like, a hidden secret here or a hidden secret there, and I see things online where I'm like, didn't even know that was a thing. And each section of the world that you come to definitely feels like its own unique biome, and, like, they all have their own style, but my only gripe here is, like, when exploring the world on foot, I legit started and just walked in one direction and then walked in another direction, and this game suffers from what Red Dead 2 suffered from. And that is, when you have a map like this impressive in size, and you just start walking in one direction, you do run into, like, the occasional enemy encampment or some wild animals, but outside of that, it's just kind of repetition. You know, you fight, you walk, you fight some more, you collect items, you fight, you walk some more again, and check out a really cool chasm or explore a cave, and then you walk and fight some more. And in an open world style game like this, that is 100% acceptable, but I don't know, I just keep having, like, this crazy feeling when I'm playing this game of just being like, this is a 10 out of 10? And that train of thought kind of brings me to, like, another gripe I have with the game. And granted, this is a gripe that I have. This is nothing against this game. It's just something, it's like a pet peeve of mine when it comes to gaming. But voice acting in video games, I mean, it's 2023. I feel like if you're going to have a AAA experience and you're going to make a game this big, you might as well have some voice acting in it. To their credit, Tears of the Kingdom does have some voice acting in the game. Like, I remember turning this game on and I was like, finally, a Nintendo game that has voice acting. I can't believe it took this long, but here we are. But then Nintendo's like, we're gonna fuck with Bryant today, and they gave me another scene that just had text boxes. And this is 100% a Bryant Chappelle issue. This doesn't go against the quality of this game. It's a masterpiece, it's big, it's huge, it's not for me. But when it comes to a game of this size, it's just like, How do you not have voice actors throughout the entire thing? Like, imagine if God of War, Uncharted, or even The Last of Us had text boxes and they didn't have voice acting. That would 100% take away from the experience in that game. Voice actors add, like, a degree of emotion and a level of investment in the audience that take the game to the next level. And while I fully get, yes, you can read text boxes and get the same thing, it's just whenever a text box opened up, I just kind of checked out. I was like, I don't want to read this. Again, I know that's fully, like, a silly gripe, but, like, I just look at it and I'm like, man, that was a missed opportunity from Nintendo. And it's something that I genuinely think could have, like, taken this game experience to, like, a whole new level. But, perfect opportunity. Probably my biggest gripe about it. I mean, let's talk about weapon breaking. Is that okay? Because I do not like that. And this is a feature, I totally get it. It adds realism and challenge to the game, but I hate it so much. Like, maybe it's just me, but I just don't want that in a Zelda game. Like, create a hardcore mode that has weapon breaking, and, like, also offer an easy crybaby mode where your weapons don't break. And I don't know, it's just so frustrating. Like, you're getting in a battle and your weapons break, and then you're like, shoot, I only have a twig, let me fight you off with a twig. And then the twig breaks, and I go, okay, let me get my bow, and I shoot an arrow and my bow breaks. And I'm like, God almighty, what? Does nobody have good craftsmanship in the world of Hyrule? Like, does everybody just, like, make weapons that break with one hit? Because that's genuinely what it felt like in this game. And hopefully, at this point, you can see that I'm, like, not just trying to be a hater. Like, adding all of this together, you can kind of see the experience that I'm having, which is just one thing after another, like, starting to happen. And I'm just, like, feel like I'm forcing myself to play this game, which is in no way where I want to be with a game like this. Let alone a game that I paid $70 for. Like, having to sit down and force myself to play this game after spending $70 is not a feeling that I recommend. In fact, I even posted a tweet this week that I was like, when does, like, the fun begin? Like, I'm not trying to trigger anybody, but, like, I'm having a really hard time getting into this game. Am I doing something wrong? And, you know, to y'all credit, you know, you did come back and you were like, hey, try this, try this, try that. But, like, after all of that, I still couldn't get an answer of, like, nothing that anybody said was like, oh yeah, do this. And suddenly I did it and I was having fun. I was just really struggling with this gameplay experience. Because at the end of the day, I feel like Tears of the Kingdom has a very simple mechanic. Like, anytime I begin to have fun, something happens to just ruin it. I start to enjoy the in-game combat, and then boom, your weapon breaks. I start to enjoy exploration, and then boom, I run out of stamina and just fall to my death. I start to enjoy the game's tutorial, and I'm exploring, and then suddenly come to, like, a frozen tundra where, boom, I freeze to death. The game's skydiving is such an awesome feature, but again, it's just, it's like such a piss-poor form of transportation because you can't really travel far. In fact, I went all the way to the tower and I was like, I'm gonna go to this point, so let's go fly in the air and skydive to that point, but I probably could have walked further in the amount of time that it took me to skydive. Plus, then you got the glider that, like, theoretically is a really cool feature, but then, like, you run out of stamina for some reason and then just plummet to your death from the sky. I don't know, I'm having a really hard time with this game. Like, I went into this game wanting to adore it, but I also went into this game hoping for, like, a casual Nintendo Zelda experience where I wouldn't have to overthink things, but I ended up with, like, an Elden Ring Souls-like experience that I just didn't need in my life right now. And honestly, there's a part of me where I feel like I'm not even a real gamer because I'm hating on this game, and there's so many people that are loving this game, and I'm just like, why am I not having fun? Anyway, to wrap this up, Tears of the Kingdom is this week's game of the week. Genuinely, probably not going to pick it up for a while. I'm going to give myself a little bit of break. And I've got some travel coming up. I might take it back on the plane and see if I can get into it there. But, like, I don't know. In fact, at one point when I was playing this game, I was like, you know what? I haven't beat Redfall yet. Let's go play Redfall. Can I play Redfall instead of this game? Which I think says a lot. But anyway, this is probably where we should wrap this one up. Thank you guys so much for watching. And we will see you in the next episode where we discuss the game of the week.